The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And on today's program, we're going to start out with the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh, coming up September 5th through the 16th. It's Once. This is Theatre Raleigh. On the streets of Dublin, an Irish musician and a Czech immigrant are drawn together by their shared love of music. Over the course of one fateful week, an unexpected friendship and collaboration quickly evolves into a powerful but complicated love story. This is at Kennedy Theater. September 6th through the 9th, of course, is Hopscotch 2018, and there are select concerts at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. September 13th through the 30th, it's Firebird, that's Carolina Ballet. The ballet by Russian composer Igor Stravinsky was first performed in Paris in 1910. It was the first international success of the composer's career. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Thursday, September 13th, Bone Thugs and Harmony, an American hip-hop group consisting of rappers Busy Bone, Wishbone, Lazy Bone and Crazy Bone, and Flesh and Bone. They are best known for their fast-paced rapping style and harmonizing vocals. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, September 15th, The Music of Queen, North Carolina Symphony Special, May Mandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Thursday, September 20th, Joshua Bell, North Carolina Symphony Special, May Mandy Concert Hall at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, September 21 and 22, it's Beethoven's Fifth, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock, both evenings. Saturday, September 22nd, Betty Wright and Friends, the No Pain, No Gain Tour. Wright is an American soul and R&B singer and songwriter. She rose to fame in the 1970s with some of her biggest hits, such as Clean Up Woman and Tonight is the Night. Memorial Auditorium, 8 o'clock. Sunday, September 23rd, it's Sisters United. It's Our Time Tour. It's a movement of powerful women who will come together to uplift with music, comedy, motivation, and empowerment. What happens when strong, positive, and successful women come together for a common cause? Life-changing moments. Sisters United, It's Our Time, is a one-of-a-kind evening of entertainment starring Yolanda Adams, Mick Light, Stephanie Mills, Avery Sunshine, Shantae Moore, Tammy Roman, and more. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 6. Thursday, September 27th, the 29th Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards Show. This is at Memorial Auditorium starting at 7:30. Friday, September 28th, Beethoven's Fifth. This is part of the North Carolina Symphony Friday Favorites, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon. October 5th through the 7th, it's Star Wars, A New Hope in Concert, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Experience Star Wars like never before. Sit back and cheer on Luke and Leia in their first epic battle with the Galactic Empire. The iconic 1977 film, Star Wars, A New Hope, plays on the big screen as the symphony performs the heart-thumping John Williams score live. Friday, October 5th at Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Christian Nodal. Nodal, born in 1999, is a Mexican singer-songwriter of mariachi music. He's best known for his single debut, Adios Amor. This is at Memorial Auditorium starting at 9 p.m. Saturday, October 6th, the National Inclusion Project's 15th Anniversary Champions Gala, Fletcher Opera Theater. Saturday, October 6th, the Love Again Tour, Memorial Auditorium. Monday, October 8th, a paranormal evening with Alice Cooper. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Then October 11th through the 28th, Dracula, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. Friday and Saturday, October 12 and 13, Rhapsody in Blue, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock each night. Switch gears to the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Wednesday, September 5th, it's War on the Catwalk, The Queens from Season 10. Thursday, September 6th, Chris Isaak, and for First Comes the Night, Isaac's stunning first album of new material in 6 years. This gifted singer-songwriter and bandleader is bringing a bumper crop of strong and intriguing songs from which to choose. Tickets are $65 and $85. Friday, September 7th, Taj Mahal Trio. In 2014, Taj Mahal went to Nashville to receive an honor he called one of the most powerful and wonderful things that could ever happen in his life. Celebrating decades of recording and touring that have made nearly single-handedly reshape the definition and scope of the blues, the two-time Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, film composer, guitarist, and multi-instrumentalist was feted with the Lifetime Achievement for Performance Award at the 13th Annual Americana Honors and Awards. Tickets for this show, $39.50 and $59.50. Saturday, September 8th, the Mads are back. Join Mystery Science Theater's Frank Conniff and Trace Ballou for an evening of fun and laughter as they screen some endearingly bad films and roast them live and in person in the same style as the Peabody Award-winning TV series. The Mads will riff a film and a short, and will do a Q&A afterwards. $30.50 per ticket, plus all those fees. Friday, September 14th, it's Stephen Wright. Academy Award winner Stephen Wright is a prototype comedian that many others continually try to follow. Tickets $37 and $47. Wednesday, September 19th, Buck Lou has already built a substantial fan base in his hometown of Philadelphia while winning widespread praise for his prior releases. He's collaborated and toured extensively as a support act with legendary duo Daryl Hall and John Oates, and holds the distinction of having made the most guest appearances on Daryl Hall's acclaimed award-winning TV internet show, Live from Daryl's House. The concert is at the Pinhook. Tickets $12 in advance and $15 day of show. Concert starts at 9. Again, that's Wednesday, September 19th, Mutlu. Friday, September 21st, Michael Q, Full Throttle Comedy Tour. It now tours 59 major cities and has become one of the highest-reviewed stand-up showcases in the U.S., reaching audiences from San Francisco to Miami. Each show features acts that have been seen on America's Got Talent, Showtime, Comedy Central, and more. Tickets are $20. Saturday, September 22nd, The Monty, Heroes and Villains. Sometimes the difference between your heroes and villains is as clear as night and day. In other situations, it isn't so obvious who is who. Hear from five incredible storytellers as they share with you tales of the Lionheart Warrior, the menacing malefactor, and the interesting worlds these classic archetypes create. Tickets $22.47. Sunday, September 23rd, the Fun Show with Cat and Nat. Tuesday, September 25th, Toad the Wet Sprocket. Wednesday, September 26th, Squirrel Nut Zippers. Thursday, September 27th, Hype World Premiere Screening. Also on Thursday, September 27th, Welcome to Night Vale, a spy in the desert. Friday, September 28th, 2018 Art of Cool Festival event. Saturday, September 29th, Spare the Rod, Spoil the Child Gospel Play. Performance is at 7:30 and tickets are $49, $59, and $69. And Sunday, September 30th, Randy Rainbow Live. Randy Rainbow, yes, that's his real name, is a comedian, actor, writer, host, and internet sensation, best known for his viral comedy videos. His popular series of political spoofs and musical parodies have garnered international acclaim and hundreds of millions of views. Tickets are $39.50, and the performance starts at 7. Wednesday, October 3rd, at Carolina Theater, Inside the Staircase, Lies, Fake Science, and the Owl Theory. It's an evening with David Rudolph from Netflix's The Staircase. Thursday, October 4th, Stephen Curtis Chapman. In a career that has spanned 30 years, Chapman is the most awarded artist in Christian music history, with 58 Gospel Music Association Dove Awards, 5 Grammys, an American Music Award, 48 number one singles, selling over 11 million albums, with 10 RIAA certified gold and platinum albums to his credit. Stephen Curtis Chapman's concert starts at 7. Ticket prices range from $34.75 to $69.75. Oh, I got the wrong page up there first. Saturday, September 8th, it's Joe Coy. Monday, September 10th, Dr. Jordan Peterson. Sunday, September 16th, Russell Peters. Thursday, September 20th, My Favorite Murder Live. Sunday, September 23rd, Bill Maher. Tuesday, September 25th, an evening with Sarah McLachlan. Durham Performing Arts Center. Boy, I messed this up big time. Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC. Tuesday, September 25th, an evening with Sarah McLachlan. Friday, September 28th, Brian Regan. Saturday, September 29th, it is Joan Baez. And Sunday, September 30th, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. All right, let's take a look at a few of the communities around the Triangle hosting events. In Knightdale, they've got 4 Food Truck Thursdays going on. The events are held at Knightdale Station Park. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1:30, and dinner is 6 to 8 every Thursday in September and October. Saturday, September 8th, it's K-Fest. This is Knightdale's Arts and Education Festival. It's also held at Knightdale Station Park. Friday and Saturday, September 28 and 29, Mumpkin Fest. This is a fun-filled family weekend to kick off the beginning of fall, again, at Knightdale Station Park. In Fuquay, Verena, it is FM2FV Concert Series. That stands for Follow Me to Fuquay Verena. All concerts are held on Thursdays, 6:30 to 9:30 at Centennial Square. Every concert features local breweries, food trucks, and a free kids zone with Mimi the Clown. Coming up September 6th, it's Smile. September 20th, it's North Tower. And October 11th, The Embers. at the Clayton Center, obviously in Clayton, Saturday, October 27th, Roots and Boots Tour. The voices that define 90s country music, Sammy Kershaw, Aaron Tippin, and Colin Ray, join forces in the Roots and Boots Tour. Combined, the trio has amassed more than 40 top 10 radio smash hits and sold more than 25 million albums. The Garner Performing Arts Center, Sunday, September 16th, Carnival Latino. Come experience traditional and contemporary Latino cultures while celebrating Garner's community diversity. This is at on the back lawn of the Garner Performing Arts Center from 1 to 5. In Holly Springs, Friday, September 21st, at the Cultural Center, Sarah Potenza, a contestant on Season 8 of The Voice. Sarah is to the blues what Adele is to pop, that from Rolling Stone magazine. Performance starts at 7:30. Friday, September 28th, it's Steve Brogan. Clean comedy performance, great for all ages. Again, 7:30 is when it all starts. And Thursday, October 4th, it is Pete the Cat. This is a Theater Works USA production. There are two performances, one at 10 a.m. and the other is at 2. Audio Describe performances. Of course, audio description involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. Audio description performances coming up Saturday, September 15th. It is 1776. Witness the birth of a nation as our forefathers struggle to craft the Declaration of Independence. Temple Theater in Sanford, performance starts at 7:30. Tuesday, September 18th, it's Robin Hood, Paul Green Theater, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. Friday, September 21st, Men on Boats, North Carolina State's Titmus Theater at 7:30. Sunday, October 7th, it's The Revolutionists. France's fight for equality and freedom propels itself to modern times with this bold, brave, and blisteringly funny new work about feminism, legacy, and standing up for one's beliefs. Raleigh Little Theater at 3. Sunday, October 14th, it's Stuff Happens. In March 2003, we invaded a sovereign country looking for weapons of mass destruction. 15 years later, still looking. Burning Coal Theater at Murphy School Auditorium, the 2 o'clock performance. All right, looking at the universities, Carolina Performing Arts, program start at 8 unless noted. September 14th through the 16th and September 18th through the 23rd. The Plastic Bag Store. This is no ordinary store. All of the products that line the shelves are just plastic bags. There are bottles of bags, cans of bags, boxes of bags, and of course, bags of bags. Each product an original design made from discarded plastic stuffed inside other discarded plastic, creating an endless cacophony of packaging. Performances are at the Current Art Space and Studio. Friday, September 14th, Carolina Performing Arts, Nico Case. You might want to brace yourself for Hell On, Nico Case's latest album, released June 1st. 5 years have passed since his last solo project. The worse things get, the harder I fight, and the more I love you. In the interim, she sang on Whiteout Conditions, the 2017 release from longtime bandmates, the New Pornographers. The concert is at Memorial Hall. Friday, September 21st, Flutronics. Friday, September 28th, Brooklyn Rider and Magos Herrera. Saturday, September 29th, it's Buddy Guy. Eric Clapton calls him the best guitar player alive. His radical gumbo of Chicago blues, avant rock, soul, and free jazz has influenced pretty much any guitarist whose name you know. And his live performances are legendary. This is at Memorial Hall Saturday, September 29th. Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th, Schaubühne, Berlin, an enemy of the people. A city's drinking water is contaminated, and two brothers, the town's doctor and mayor, line up on opposite sides of a war pitting money and politics against the health and safety of the town. Performed in German with English subtitles, this is at Memorial Hall, at UNC. Okay, let's take a look at Duke performances coming up. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Thursday, September 13th, Jason Moran and the Bandwagon. Friday, September 14th, Jason Moran, Fats Waller Dance Party at Durham Fruit and Produce Company. Saturday and Sunday, September 22nd and 23rd, Narigam Dance Ensemble and Chitrasana Dance Company. Saturday night's performance is at 8, Sunday's is at 3. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, September 26, 27, and 28, Will Oldham, a.k.a. Bonnie Prince Billy. Wednesday's Lecture 1, Making Songs, is already sold out. Thursday's Lecture 2, Recording and Performing Songs, is at Sound Pure. And Friday's event is a full band concert, Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, September 29th, Yompi Quartet. This is concert number one. For its first outing with new cellist Caroline Stinson, the quartet maintains its annual tradition of beginning each new season with a string quartet from Haydn, the architect of the form. Durham resident, the Chompy plays the first quartet of his final set before turning to Legacy, composed in 1999 by new Durham resident Andrew Wagoner. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Then looking at some things coming up at Arts NC State, Saturday, September 15th, and Saturday, March 2nd, David received Reality Halfway to Dawn, the Strayhorn Project. Though instrumental to the creation of one of the most important bodies of work in American music, Billy Strayhorn remains decidedly less known than his larger-than-life collaborator. As Duke Ellington's main arranger and writing partner, he wrote or co-wrote Ellington's signatures like A-Train, Satin Doll, and others. But gay, out, and living in Harlem in the 40s through the 60s, Strayhorn died largely unknown for his work, having instead led a private life. Both performances at Stewart Theater, the performance September 15th, is free. Thursday, September 20th, Frank Warren's Post Secret Live. Warren is the most trusted stranger in America. He is the creator of the Post Secret Project. Warren is the most trusted, and which has a collection of 1 million plus artful secrets that have been mailed to his home on postcards anonymously. The Post Secret website has become a phenomenon in itself, earning over 700 million views and making it the world's largest advertisement-free blog. In collaboration with NC State's renowned Kraft Center, Frank will join us for a lively lecture based on his popular TED Talk. This is at Stewart Theater at 7 o'clock. NC State University Theater, September 20th through the 23rd and 26th through the 30th, Men on Boats. This is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Then November 8th through the 11th and 14th through the 18th, The Rainmaker. This also, Titmus Theater at Thompson Hall. Couple of kids' stuff projects. Sunday, October 21st at NC State, Mexico Beyond Mariachi, Singer, Sugar Skull, Stewart Theater at 3. And then Sunday, March 24th from Kids' Stuff, Lightwire Theaters, The Ugly Duckling. All right, Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blount Street in Raleigh. Just a couple of the shows there. Friday, August 31st, Piece of Time with Moctalica and Tight Like That at 8. Saturday, September 1st, Crave with Joe's Cousin. Sunday, September 2nd, Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar with VLM Acoustic Quintet. And that starts at 2. Sunday, September 2nd as well, Rap Gods, North Carolina edition. And, as usual, most shows start at 9 unless noted. Sunday, September 2nd, Rap Gods, North Carolina edition. Tuesday, September 4th, Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad with Roots of Rebellion. At the Ritz on Industrial Drive, most shows start at 8 unless noted. Thursday, August 30th, it's Bad Fish, a tribute to Sublime. Wednesday, September 12th, Live Nation presents Little Baby, Harder Than Ever Tour. Friday, September 14th, there's Cherub. Saturday, September 15th, Stone Sour. Sunday, September 16th, Shaky Graves, the Tour X9 World Tour. And finally, Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Friday, August 31st, Glow Rage at 9. Saturday, September 1st, The Black Lilies at 8:30. Thursday through Saturday, September 6th through the 8th, Hopscotch Music Festival Concerts. Friday, September 14th, Everyone Orchestra at 9. And then on Saturday, September 15th, at Lincoln Theater, it is Twiddle, and Twiddle concert starts at 9 o'clock. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.